Marty, good to see you.
Good to be back.
All right, we have a very busy week, and I want to get right to it. At the top, you may have heard about this before, the city of Las Cruces talking about an arts and culture district downtown, and they approved a plan after years of talking about this.
Yeah, it's 4 years in the making, and they approved the plan this week in their council meeting. And right now, a lot of it's symbolic, but there are going to be details forthcoming on what the advantages are to such a district. And the district itself is bounded by Water Street on the west, the Mesquite Street on the east, Picacho Avenue and Spruce Street on the north, and Amador Avenue on the south, and of course includes the Mesquite Historic District. There will be some tax breaks, it appears, and if this comes to fruition, it is going to be, it says here in the article, the first and only municipally designated arts and culture district in the state. So that's pretty good right now for downtown, because it ties in with the whole downtown redevelopment projects and the Church Water Street two-way conversion, and it's all kind of coming, dovetailing together there.
Okay. Also, the city of Las Cruces talking about a new pool project at the Aquatic Center, and they approved an application for a loan to enclose this pool that they're going to be building.
$9.6 million loan application to the New Mexico Finance Authority to build the enclosure. Now, if that goes through, then they can combine that with the $8 million already budgeted just for the pool itself, an Olympic-sized pool that is designed to draw competition and therefore a lot of visitors to the city. So we'll see where that goes. But if this goes through, they can build the enclosure while they build the pool itself, and that's what they were hoping to do.
All right. Major project. A lot of people have their eye on that. In business, the eyes of the entire nation every year are on a CNBC ranking of the best places to do business. And New Mexico didn't do too well in this survey on the factors that they look at.
There's 10 factors that they look at. And yes, New Mexico ranks 43rd out of the 50 states. And now it's a downward trend. A few years ago, they were New Mexico was 24th. Not sure how it varies from year to year so much. But anyway, from 24th in 2015 to 39th to 42nd last year, and now 43rd. The takeaway, Fred, on this is that our neighbors are all doing much better. Texas number one, Utah number three, Colorado number five, and Arizona number 20.
All right.
And so we're going to, in the future, we're going to get some reactions from certain individuals and groups on to what they think is the problem here in this state.
You have a connection to a story in Southwest Living. You know a woman who is from Las Cruces who is profiled, and she did an amazing thing, right?
Absolutely. her name is Sky Clark, and she's my spin instructor on Saturdays at Fitness One. And this is how I knew, because she was gone for about 5 weeks, and she climbed Mount Everest. Now, not
and all what the a way name to, for climbing
yeah, know,
Scout,
Sky.
Mount Sky, right? I love it.
Yeah, it's too good. But she never planned to go to the top, but she went in late May, early June, when there's a window for doing this sort of thing as far as the weather goes. And she made it to 18,000 feet, which is the base camp for those who are trying to scale the summit. But she talks about how it's impacted her life. She just went through a divorce, and she did this partly out of that just to renew herself. And she talks about the experience. It's fascinating. And she took a lot of photos,
and we're
running a number of photos.
Oh, great.
That's great.
I look forward to seeing that. In arts and entertainment, a profile of a local musician who's also an actress.
Grace Marks, she's only 16. She plays guitar and sings at the farmer's market. She plays regularly at the Dragonfly restaurant downtown. And her father is Ross Marks, the CMI professor, well-known filmmaker. And her grandfather's Mark Medoff, the Tony-winning playwright. So it runs in the genes, art and performing. And so a nice profile of Grace Mark.
I always enjoy those very much.
Yes.
All righty, Marty Racine. He is the managing editor of the Las Cruces Bulletin with us every week. Thanks, Marty.
Thank you.